This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. Good morning, I'm John Carpilio. After standing by the player for a week and a half, the New England Patriots are cutting wide receiver Antonio Brown. It was the day after the Patriots signed the star receiver that a woman who had worked for him as a trainer accused Brown of sexual assault and rape in a lawsuit. Since then, another allegation has surfaced, and the Patriots say it's best to move in a different direction. ESPN football reporter Mike Reese joins us. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, John.
While no one would comment directly on the allegations against Brown, the team had appeared until Thursday to stand by him. Is this now a big surprise?
Well, it is not a surprise in the sense of from the day they signed him, this was a very sensitive situation for the team in light of what happened the day after they signed him, a civil lawsuit against him. And so from that point on, this situation was very fragile in terms of whether Antonio Brown would be here for the long term.
Now, the latest allegation is from a woman who told Sports Illustrated that Brown approached her as she worked in his home with just a small towel covering his genitals. Sports Illustrated says she's since reported Brown tried to intimidate her in a text message. Here's what head coach Bill Belichick said earlier on Friday when asked about the latest allegation.
Well, we take all the situations with our team very seriously, and there are some things that we're looking into, but I'm not going to have any comment on any of the off-the-field situations.
Mike, what, if anything, changed in the hours after that comment?
So Antonio Brown had actually practiced after Bill Belichick made that comment, but the wording that I would focus on there is when he said there are some things we're looking into. And what I'm told is that the text messages that Antonio Brown sent to this artist on Wednesday, which were reported by Sports Illustrated Thursday night, that was the tipping point. Some in the organization felt those text messages cross the line. And the important thing to note is that those text messages occurred and happened when Brown was a member of the Patriots. Everything they were dealing with before that was from things that happened before Brown had been a member of the organization.
Well, Brown has denied the allegations in the lawsuit, so tell us about his reaction to all this.
Antonio Brown's reaction was one we can only gauge through social media. He posted a thank you note to the organization, thanking them for the opportunity to be with them. He posted a picture of himself with quarterback Tom Brady and told Tom Brady to go win it for him. And Tom Brady responded on social media with three hearts. So it sounded like it was, I don't want to say a mutual parting of ways, but not an acrimonious parting of ways, a decision the Patriots felt they had to make, and one it seems like Antonio Brown accepted.
What's the mood been in Foxborough for the past week plus as these allegations have swirled?
Well, it depends where you are in Foxborough. If you're in the locker room where it's just the players, really it's been no different in the sense of they were just focusing on football. But if you want to go in the media workroom where Bill Belichick holds his, you know, daily news conferences, the focus has been more on Antonio Brown than about the football and the idea of, are the Patriots really going to stick with this player, given the organization's history of taking a strong stand against issues of domestic violence and sexual assault. And so this now removes that from the equation for the time being, in the sense of the team is moving on from Antonio Brown, a decision that many questioned when they initially brought him onto the team.
Well, Brown has now been with three teams in less than a year, and he's facing these serious allegations. But he's also quite a talent on the field. Could we see him on another team this season?
It is possible because he is a free agent and any team can sign him. And the NFL made it clear last night that they are not placing him on the commissioner's exempt list, which would not allow him to sign with another team. And the reason they're not doing that is that they can't. They're not doing it because he's a free agent. He's not right now even eligible to play for a team. But the league has made it clear that if he does sign with a team, that if they learn more, and in their investigation, because they're still investigating these allegations, that he could end up on that commissioner's exempt list. So while he might sign with a team, that doesn't necessarily mean he will be on the field with that team.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN and provides regular analysis to WBUR News. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.